everybody. How's it going? Hello. And we are here today on Patreon. Here, James and Jimmy. There he is there. To give you a stocking stuffer. Just a little thing. We weren't going to have a crime and sports thing. But we decided, you know what? Fuck it. Let's have some fun. We're going to watch a highlight. This has to do with our Lawrence Taylor episode. We're going to watch a high. It's a 5 minute and 34 second long highlight film of LT's career. It's kind of like when you watch Tyson's knockouts, because you just go, oh, God. Oh, Jesus. What? Oh, my. What? Oh, no. Oh, gee. Over and over again. And you guys seem to enjoy that when we did Mike Tyson. People were like, I want to watch them watch all fights, just going, oh, God, Jesus. So we're going to do the same thing with Lawrence Taylor.
It's crazy that there are two guys that you can boil down their entire hugely profitable careers into 5 minutes, and you can watch how they earned money.
It's fucking silly, isn't it? And you can just see it all. Well, let's do this. We're going to start this video. It's on YouTube. It's called Lawrence Taylor, the Greatest of All Time. The person who posted it is John Smith. So that sounds real. And it's 3.3 million views from 8 years ago. Just so you know, you have the right one. If you want to follow along, you know, you can do that.
There it is.
We're going to do that. I'm putting it to full screen so we can both see. There we go. You see from your chair. I see from my chair.
Who's my computer. Commissioner?
That is Pete Rozelle, Commissioner Forever.
Is that him?
Fuck yeah. That's him in 1981.
Boy, he looks boring.
He is boring as fuck. So let's start. They start out with the Giants drafting Lawrence Taylor. That's the opening of the video is Pete Rozelle at the draft.
Right.
And here's LT. And there's a lot of his shit talking in here.
He looks a real man, doesn't he?
He is.
He's a child right there. He's a 20-something year old man. He looks 38.
I gotta pause it for a second because that's my favorite highlight, and it's not even him tackling anyone.
Just throwing
it. It's no. It's him yelling at someone on the field that he's pissed off at, and he screams, "You better hope I don't get back in there. I'm gonna kick your fucking ass!" at the top of his fucking lungs, and he's just screaming it. And you can tell he's dead serious. He wants to kick this guy's ass. It's so funny.
But Lawrence, we're here to play a game.
So here's the highlights. Here we go.
He's yelling. He talks with his shoulders.
Yeah, he's pumped up, dude. I mean, he's jacked on coke and just look at this. Throwing offensive linemen aside, that guy weighs way more than him. He just runs through him and chases poor Ken O'Brien down and slams him to the ground and then talks shit. That's the other thing. That was the one where they had him mic'd up and he hits O'Brien, knocks him down, shakes his head, and he goes, "Y'all are going to have to do a lot better than that." he just says that. "Y'all are going to have to do a lot better than that," and just walks away. Like, that's hilarious.
That's a solid line to say to
God.
He just shoved his head through his own asshole. Oh, God.
Oh, see what I mean about that axe over the top? There's Troy Aikman. Oof,
the hits
goodbye.
That you could hit. My God. Hitting quarterbacks then was an art.
See him stripping the ball always, too? See how many times the ball pops out? Because he does that shit on purpose.
Chopping wood.
He does that when the guy was holding him. That running back was look at that. He tackled the running back and the quarterback at the same time and just threw them aside. Oh, God.
He's going at shoulders.
Yeah.
And aiming to
look at that.
Knock balls.
Did you see that? I got to rewind that. That is that's a quarterback. That's a 200-something pound man. That's not a child he just threw aside like that. Watch this.
Slings him.
By the way, that's an offensive lineman was hanging off his back while he did that.
61 is holding onto him. Yeah.
Holding him like a motherfucker, so he just uses one arm to explain to everybody, grabs the quarterback in the middle of the back of the jersey, like in his numbers, with one hand and throws him 4 yards backwards.
And then the lineman falls down. He threw every ounce of his body weight into that tackle, and Lawrence Taylor is still standing.
He's standing. The quarterback's 4 yards backwards on his ass, and the offensive lineman's flat on his face, and LT's talking shit to both of them. It's ridiculous.
May as well be in another county. He has no idea where
he doesn't know what happened. 1 minute he was standing there, minding his own fucking business, looking for a receiver, and the next minute, he's just backwards. Where the fuck did that come from?
He's about to hit Jim Everett? Is that who that is?
Yeah. And I guarantee you, by the way, this guy has never been standing there and been thrown backwards like that by his shirt. You couldn't do that to a 4-year-old. Like, it would be hard. My nephew, Shay, I could probably do it to him. He's 3. I think that's about the limit, I think. So here, we'll watch that one more time just because it's amazing. He didn't even have good position.
No.
Ooh, he just
held, poor Jim
Everett again. Oh. Oh, that hurts.
He took LT in the belly.
Yeah,
so
he did.
So did Rippon. Jesus.
Ron Jaworski gets it a
lot. Oh, Christ.
Oh, that was a bad one.
It's like they're being run over. Their body just disappears.
He engulfs these people. There's a famous one because he chased a running back down from the other side of the field, and he was twice as fast as the guy. Like,
the
Jesus.
The shots these quarterbacks take.
From half of them just dive on the ground when he's coming. They're like, oh, God, and they just dive. That's the smart thing to do. There's no shame in it. Oh, poor Ron Jaworski. God, did he get hit a lot. Oh, Neil Lomax getting taken down to the... Oh, Tommy Kramer.
Yeah.
Oh, that Raiders guy just got walloped. There's him hitting a receiver. That's fun.
He's literally trying to kill them.
He just DDT'd a tight end from from San Francisco. That was crazy.
It's really just the shot is not even you can't describe how it
because
their body contorts in a way. He's hitting them so hard their body does non-football movements.
Yeah, it does unnatural things. They don't just kind of fall like a tackle. They like go flying in another direction like they got hit by a car. It looks like they get hit by cars half the time.
Yeah. It's like there was an app game that you could take like a rag doll and you could like fling it all over your screen.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
With men who are bigger than him half the time. That's the crazy part. These guys aren't small. That tight end is at least his size.
Yeah.
He just fucking DDT'd him, for Christ's sake. Here he is about to hit this quarterback.
Oh, boy.
Look at that hold.
Oh,
he's the guy who's not even trying to hide the fact that he was holding him. He had him with both hands from the back on the back of his jersey. Oh, God, Ron Jaworski. Jesus Christ.
Here's the broken leg.
Oh,
and there's the one. There it is.
Hey!
Oh, dear God.
Oh, God.
That leg.
Bernie Kosar getting run over.
Yeah.
Dave Craig about to get. Oh, watch this. Little guy got away, and he said, get back here, motherfucker, and got him.
Sucker.
How the fuck did he get that guy? Here he is, two guys. Nope, neither of you. I'm going to hit Jim Everett. Thank you.
Right in the mouth.
I'm going to blow past two guys there. Oh, Ron Jaworski. He just dove at him. Jesus.
It's not fair.
Oh. Here he is again. Is this Joe Theismann? Yep, from the back. Ba-boom.
And you tell people.
Steve DeBerg.
How good he really was, and you can't explain it until you watch things like this.
Yeah. I love that getting in his face. Yeah, motherfucker, pointing right in the corner.
Yeah,
and they just look back at him like, well, I don't want to piss him off any. Oh, he just sacked the quarterback and the left tackle at the same time. Look at him getting in the left tackle's face. Yeah, bitch, hold me and everything. Oh, God, did you see that guy's feet go up in the air? Hold on.
His feet.
I love him talking shit to that offense. Look at that. Ah, his leg went like, his leg went completely up in the air like he did a cartwheel after he got set. His leg was over, like 8 feet in the air at one point, his foot. Holy shit.
And he got rid of the ball, too, somehow.
Wow. Here's him sacking a lowly Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Ow, God, that was a tight end.
He did a lot of Cardinals and Washington's players.
Well, they played him twice a year, same division. Here he is chasing down a man way smaller. Look at him. Fuck you, bitch. Gotcha. He was the starter.
Oh, my God.
God damn it. He broke Neil Lomax in half. George Martin running for a touchdown. He's going to dunk it. Well, a layup. Never mind. George Martin is like, I'm too old for this shit. Oh, Lynn Dickey getting destroyed. Look at him on the ground. Watch this play. Guy going up over the goal line. He's going to dive for it. Nope.
Oh, my God.
LT just came like a thunderstorm and just
they
took him
jumped
over.
At the same time, and LT covered like 4 yards further.
He just leapt and took him out. Look at him over Jaworski. Yeah. Oh, another guy he took off the ground. Oh,
he's
Jim Everett's
so
head
fast.
Just snapped. Oh, he's the fastest guy in the field by far.
Unbelievable.
I said, he runs a 4.5 unless you run a 4.4, then he runs a 4.3. That's how it works. Oh, my
He's
God.
He's so fast.
His movements are just ridiculous.
And you get him moving that fast, and then he's still athletic enough to fucking just lay out and tear people apart.
Yeah, to have control of his body to get where he wants to go. Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, my
Jesus
God.
Christ almighty. These shots are silly.
But the shots he's delivering are just enough to give him brain damage, too.
Yeah, but these aren't illegal hits, either. Remember you were saying how, like, he could play this, most of this he could do today? Yeah.
He could do all that today.
He wasn't dirty. That was the thing. No. He wasn't dirty at all. He just would knock the shit out of you. Oh,
and
my God.
And he used his arms as much as he used his body.
Yeah. When he sacked the quarterback, he'd wrap his one arm over your shoulder with that axe, which you can chop a guy's shoulder.
Absolutely.
And then he'd use the other hand to smack the ball out. That's how he sacked you. Or he'd
Jesus
just drill you
Christ.
In the middle of the back, which is still allowed. Oh, God. Jesus.
My God.
I like how he just took the ball from people as they're going to throw it. They're like, where'd it go? Oh.
Oh, dear Lord. That was full steam straight
that
ahead.
Was full steam. So that video.
Holy shit.
That's a lot of fun, right?
He doesn't.
That's a lot of fun.
He has two different sacks where he aims for the body. And then he has the other sack that's clearly aiming for, if I don't get the sack, I want the ball.
I'm getting the ball. Yeah, there's the one where I'm going for ball, and then there's the one where I'm going to blow this guy's fucking body apart. He's going to snap in half. And then he's got the one where he just grabs you and throws you by the jersey, which you don't see tackles being made like that on quarterbacks.
No.
Grabbed by the jersey and lifted off their feet with them going like, whoa, am I on a ride? What the fuck was that?
He literally aimed to make them have that pit in their stomach on Tuesday when they knew they had to play the Giants the next weekend.
After seeing that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I'd regret getting on the fucking plane the first time he hit me. I would never want to play football again.
Because that's the type of shit your coaches are showing you, and you're like, I got to play that guy?
Twice this year?
Fuck that. Trade my ass. So
Can we at least put in an offer to trade for him?
Yeah,
I don't want to play against
him. I'm tired of this shit. This is crazy. So there we go, everybody. There is some Lawrence Taylor. Just a little stocking stuffer. Nothing crazy for you. Hope you enjoyed that. Us having a ball watching a man hurt other men repeatedly.
Go to YouTube and watch that and understand why he changed the game. If you don't understand why he made football the way it is, that describes it.
See it to understand it. It's one of those things. And you don't even have to like football, because that's five minutes of just actions. There's no waiting or any of that.
There's no timeouts. There's no clock management.
That's it. So get in there, check that out, the greatest of all time, and do that. And thank you for hanging with us, everybody.
Yes.
Hope you enjoyed that. Have a good time, everybody. Happy holidays.
Merry everything.
Bye. Absolutely.